Elon Musk can't get enough of China, Tesla plans to double production in communist country. By Lucas Nolan on February 25, 2022. A recent report claims that Tesla plans to start the development of a new facility in Shanghai as soon as next month, more than doubling its production capacity in China. Elon Musk has frequently praised China's genocidal communist regime. In one meeting with the government, Musk said, "I love China very much and I am willing to come here more." Reuters reports that Tesla plans to begin construction on a new plant in Shanghai soon as part of its efforts to grow its presence in China. The new facility will more than double its production capacity in China to meet the growing demand for its vehicles in the country and other markets. The new plant will give Tesla the capacity to produce as many as 2 million cars per year at its Shanghai facility, which is the company's main export hub. The new plant will be located near the existing production plant in Lingang, Pudong New Area. Tesla reportedly plans to produce around 1 million vehicles this year. The company aims to bring its weekly production at the Shanghai facility to around 22,000 vehicles in the coming months. This would result in around 1.1 million vehicles produced over a full year at the Shanghai facility, more than doubling its original projected capacity. In his new book Red-Handed, Peter Schweitzer, Breitbart News senior contributor, the president of the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and the best-selling author of Clinton Cash and Profiles in Corruption, focuses on how money-grabbing big tech firms have placed the privacy of their users and U.S. national security at risk in an attempt to appease China. Red-Handed also explains Elon Musk's storied love affair with the country's communist dictatorship. After denying he would open Tesla factories in China, Musk dramatically changed his tune. According to Red-Handed, then Beijing rolled out the red carpet, Chinese government-backed banks coughed up $1.6 billion in subsidized loans. And the regulatory red tape to build in China was eliminated by government authorities. What surprised me is how little time it took for the regulatory process to get approved by the Chinese government, explained Ivan Su, an analyst at Morningstar Incorporated. The enormous plant was built in less than a year. Musk arrived in the country for the groundbreaking ceremony and met with top-ranking officials. 2 days later, he was meeting with Vice Premier Li Keqiang in the private compound reserved for high-ranking visitors. "I love China very much and I am willing to come here more," Musk reportedly told Li. The vice premier offered to make him a permanent resident in the country. Read more at Reuters here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.